All right, good evening, folks. Time now for another edition of Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show, a recap of all the action that happened in Week 3 this past week. And we look ahead to Week 4 on this Monday edition, September 12, 2022. And with me will be joining me my co-host, Jonathan Bisher from Thumbtogether Sports, live here on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. We're going to talk about the Greater Thumb Conference today, is like we have been the last several weeks. And then Tuesday tomorrow, the Blue Water Area Conference and the North Central Thumb 8-player football leagues also. A lot happened over in Week 3, a big win. We'll kind of gloss over some of the scores here coming up here in just a moment also on what happened in Week 3. Some surprises and some not so surprising. And then it really sets up with some big games coming up here in Week 4, especially in the Greater Thumb Conference and the Blue Water Area Conference also. So, yeah, things are shaping up here as we are already approaching Week 4, almost near the mid, halfway mark of the season. I usually say the halfway mark is probably right after Week 4 as you head into Week 5.
Hey, so a third of the season is complete.
Yeah, Jonathan Bisher is with us now. So a third of the season already, right? Yeah.
Yep, a third of the season, 3 weeks out of nine.
So, and also there are some games that are going to be canceled, I believe, also, or they're trying to find teams to fill in, or some are just not even going to do that. I mean, you're going to pretty much could get a forfeit win, but how does that work, Jonathan? Do you earn playoff points for taking the forfeit?
Yeah, you still get the playoff points.
Yeah, I wonder that. So, all right, so you had a couple of games to cover. Last week also, you covered the Harbor Beach, Ubley Marlette game, and then the Deckerville 8-player football game at Deckerville on a Saturday evening also.
Yes, yep, I had two games this week to do. Ubley Marlette Friday night, Greater Thumb East Conference matchup, Deckerville Toledo Christian Saturday, Ohio versus Michigan matchup.
Yeah, and it felt like that, and it kind of came out to be that what Ohio State easily does to Michigan kind of bites us, but
yeah.
So we'll talk about that, but that'll be for tomorrow. We'll talk 8-player football. Mm-hmm. I'll go through some of the scores right now in the Week 3 of high school football games and scores, coverage area teams of the Blue Water Area Conference, Greater Thumb East, Greater Thumb West, which we'll be focusing on tonight, and the North Central Thumb League 8-player football leagues that we will be talking about also on tomorrow. So we'll talk about that. Okay, so Carrizo Lexington defeating Armada. That was our game of the night in WBGV 92.5 FM. And I was also streaming. It was a 34-12 win for Carrizo Lexington. Right now, undefeated in the Blue Water Area Conference, along with Almont and also North Branch. And a big showdown between Almont and North Branch is this week. We'll talk about that coming up. North Branch, by the way, shout out Yale Bulldogs 51-0. And it was Almont defeating Emily City 42-17 in that game. Then in the Greater Thumb Conference, East and West, the scores from Friday night, game that you covered, Jonathan, it was Ubley over Marlette 57-16. We'll get into depth about that coming up. Also, Harbor Beach defeating Cass City, another big game that looked good on paper, hey, Cass City still able to score. We'll talk about that coming up also. 30-16 was a win for Harbor Beach. Sandusky getting their first win, 52-14 over Memphis. Lakers over Vassar 50-10. The Reese Rockets in the Sugar Bowl over Unionville Seaboyne 34-6. And Bad Axe shuts out the Carroll Tigers in the Greater Thumb Conference. In 8-player football, there was a Thursday game. It was Auburn Hills Oakland Christian over Mayville 60-18. High school 8-player football also, it was Kingston defeating Genesee 50-14. North Huron over Caseville 56-18. Peck defeats Akron Fairgrove 50-22. New Haven Merritt defeating Bay City All Saints 38-30. A close one there. Carsonville Port Stanley, the Tigers are able to get the win over Ashley 32-22. Their first win of the season for Carsonville Port Stanley. K-Peck had some trouble with Merton Atherton, but they were able to get by them 32-22 also. Saturday games, we talked about it right there at the top of this start of this show with Jonathan. We'll talk about this tomorrow also. Toledo Christian out of Ohio made the long drive to Deckerville, and it was worth it. They got the win over Deckerville 54-8. Brown City over Onekama, 52-0 also. There was an 11-player football game, Richmond defeating Detroit University Prep. They were able to find a game to replace the Algonac forfeit also. So those are the scores from Week 3. And, Jonathan, we're going to have a pretty exciting Week 4 coming up.
It's going to be the most exciting week yet, but because we're in the league play, and this is one of the cream of the crop, is the cream of the crop. So here we go.
All right. And joining us soon here also, we will be talking to Mike Gallagher, just walking in from his deadline from the San Lake County News Sports. Also, he's got a big meeting tonight to attend to, so he's pulling double duty. So we are live here on WMIC, AM 660, 95.3 FM. It is the high school Sportsline radio show, talking about high school football, the recaps of Week 3. We'll be right back.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck. Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Santa Lac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
All right, welcome back. The battlegrounds and the battles we had in Week 3. We talk about the Greater Thumb Conference here on this Monday edition of Sportsline Live. We are live, and with us is Mike Gallagher from the San Lake County News.
Eddie, nice to see you. JB, nice to hear you on the phone. Nice to be back talking about some high school sports.
How did everybody do in fantasy football so far?
I am 3-0 with a chance tonight to go 4-0.
I hate to admit it, but I actually didn't sign up for a league this year.
You didn't?
No.
You're not in our league?
No.
Wow.
No.
You just can't handle the...
No, because I'll just obsess over it and waste too much time on it and still finish in last place anyway. So.
I've already got my rear end kicked, so yeah. So, Mikey Smith, I went up against.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, so let's head in and dive into the Greater Thumb East game that everybody had on their minds. We covered this on our Jonathan covered this with his you had some pretty cool compadres there helping you out. It was the Upley Bearcats that were Marlette 57-16, Jonathan. Who helped you out that game?
I'm starting to drag out the finest gems I can find in here on county. My brother Eric, he's done a couple games with us, and then my brother-in-law Tony, he moved down from the UP this summer, and he used to do some radio shows up in Escanaba with his dad, and unfortunately his dad passed away, so it's been a while. Kind of said something to him about, you know, if you'd be interested, and he was all gung-ho about it, and I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, so we want to thank him for that, and I guess he was happy because he must be a Bearcat fan.
Well, his kids are going to be Bearcats in the future once they build the house that they're working on.
Well, let's talk about this game. Marlette came in feeling pretty good. 2-0 there, Mike Gallagher. But I believe it was too much for them, the running game and the defense, 57-16 for the win.
Yeah, and Coach Lester, he kind of talked about this after the game. You know, Ubley's just on a different level right now. We had kind of talked about how Marlette had a little bit of trouble stopping the run game against USA the week prior. Their defense kind of settled in, you know, after the first quarter, and they looked pretty good against the run. But when you compare Ubley's run game to USA's run game, that's just a whole different monster. So, you know, it's a tough game for Marlette, especially being such a young team. Another thing we've talked about, to be down 50-0 at halftime, that's a tough position to be in. But, you know, they stuck with it. They got a couple scores in the second half. And, you know, the younger guys got a lot of reps in that second half. So, you know, that's a tough loss for Marlette. But, you know, Ubley's kind of doing that to everybody this year. So I'm not too worried about Marlette. They're going to have an opportunity to face off with Sandusky this week, which is shaping up to be a pretty good game. So with a team like Marlette being so young, it's going to be important to see, you know, how they get back to work this week in practice and how they respond after that loss going up against Sandusky.
Jonathan, big start in the first half alone for Ubley against Marlette. Was Marlette driving up the field at all and just being stopped, or was just Ubley too much for them to even get past midfield?
Yeah, I believe it took until about the third quarter before a ball was snapped in Ubley's territory. Marlette, they had a couple, you know, chunk plays, we'll call them, in the first half when they were able to get to the edge on Ubley, but I mean, that defense flew to the ball for the Bearcats, and Marlette just, they didn't know what to do. You know, Quentin Sartine, you've seen his athleticism at quarterback, trying to buy all the time he can in the pocket when he was dropping back the pass. He was constantly under pressure. And then when he took off the ran, the defensive line just collapsed on him. There was nowhere starting to go. But you could see the athleticism because you could buy so much time in the pocket, just couldn't make anything happen.
Yeah, he only was one of six, 40 yards passing, no touchdowns. So Ubley defense really didn't give him a chance. Were they just hounding him throughout the whole game?
Yeah, it was absolutely. It really took the second half for Marlette's offense to show any sign of life. But that's because the Ubley second string was in there. In the first half, I believe they had 46 yards of total offense. So, I mean, Marlette did absolutely nothing in the first half.
Yeah, three turnovers, according to the digital scout stats there, Mike. 100. But, you know, the good thing about Marlette, they've been able to rush the ball. They got 164 yards, but the bread and butter in the pass has been passing yards, just 40 yards, though.
Yeah, and that was another thing Coach Lester mentioned after the game was, you know, those fumbles were a little bit discouraging because those were mistakes on Marlette, and that wasn't something that Ubley was doing. You know, to force those turnovers. Those were just mistakes by Marlette. But when you look at, you know, Ubley getting out to that huge lead in the first half.
50-0.
That allows the Ubley defense to kind of get after it and, you know, take some more risks, take some more chances. And, you know, that puts Marlette in a tough spot. But, yeah, you know, Jonathan, I believe it was the first play of the game for Ubley and then a punt return for a touchdown.
This is the start of Ubley's game was a 9-yard run and then a 41-yard touchdown run.
Okay.
Marlette punts. Ubley returns the punt for a touchdown. Marlette goes three and out. Ubley returns the punt Marlette fumbles the punt. And then the next play, Ubley scores. So they ran three offensive plays and had three touchdowns.
Yeah, see, and that's kind of what Coach Lester was talking about. You know, just a couple of mistakes. Obviously, the punt return on special teams. Peruski, a pretty talented punt returner, but you never want to give up those type of plays on special teams. And then, you know, fumbling the next punt to put Ubley in scoring position. When you're playing a team like Ubley, that's the last thing you want to do is give them a short field.
Total yards, according to our stats, 331 rushing yards for Ubley, just 9 yards passing yards. And again, the defense, like you said, the punt return, kind of, you know, sometimes you really don't count those as offensive yards, but you got to,
right.
You know, it was a touchdown. So offensively, yeah, you got more yards there on the special teams.
Well, and I'm pretty sure the 9 yards passing, that was also a 9-yard passing touchdown. So, I mean, even when Ubley threw the ball, I mean, you only need to throw it that one time. But, yeah, just a really efficient performance from Ubley. And Marlette's defense, you know, they got a taste of, you know, what a power running team is going to look like. And, you know, you're going to see Sandusky this week, and you still got Cass City, Harbor Beach on the schedule. So you're going to have to learn how to, shore up that defensive line and, you know, be able to stop the run, because in the Greater Thumb East, that's what teams are good at, and that's what they like to do is, you know, run the ball.
The one thing I liked about this game, though, from the Ubley aspect, you talk about the power run, Mikey,
mm-hmm.
is that the end of the first half, they got the ball back with about 3 minutes, and they went spread. They went shotgun formation, three receivers, with Heilig in the backfield next to Peruski, and they didn't throw the ball, but they ran it. but that just shows you something that now Harbor Beach this upcoming week has got to look at. Like, oh my, they just went down the field in 2 minutes in a spread formation and scored.
Well, and that just makes
the ugly
offense that much more versatile. You start throwing in, you know, different things like that. You throw in some different passing plays, and you know they're already so dangerous running out of the tee. And when you can throw something like that in there, you know that's a pretty scary thought.
Adam Wilcox, one carry, 80 yards for a touchdown from Marlatt. What happened in that play there, Jonathan?
It was the end of the fourth quarter, and he broke about two tackles, and no one was catching him down the sideline. That boy can fly.
Oh, okay. So that was 8 points also in the third quarter for Marlette. And that was Quentin Sartine running for 10 yards and a touchdown. So some saving grace there. Was the Ubley starters in the game in the second half, or did you see some other? Okay.
Nope. I didn't see hardly a single. Brewski didn't play a single snap in the second half. I don't think Heilig did. None of the main players for Ubley hardly played in the second half at all, even on defense.
Okay, the Ubley Bearcats, once again victorious, and this upcoming week four, they'll have Harbor Beach. We'll talk about that in the next hour because that's a big showdown that Jonathan, you'll be covering on Channel 1 at thumbchugger.com also. So it's going to be a very interesting game that could set up or possibly decide the Greater Thumb East. I know Cassidy says hold on there, although Cassidy just got defeated by Harbor Beach also this past week. We'll talk about that game coming up. But with Marlette, they are still in the hunt for some playoff points in the playoff spots. That's the first loss, and that was probably the best team right now in the Greater Thumb East. Mm-hmm. One of the best in the Greater Thumb Conference. We wish we could get that showdown between Lakers and Ubley. Ain't going to happen. Maybe a Lakers-Croslex game or Millington. It ain't going to happen.
No.
Nobody wants to play each other right now.
No, I don't see that happening. No.
Some do.
Yeah, but you know, Marlette.
I want to see it happen.
Yeah, Marlette's going to be okay though. It's going to be important to get back on track this week, and you know, Sandusky's coming off of a nice win, and you know, Sandusky runs the ball extremely well. So this one, I kind of see it as a toss up right now. That one's going to be at Marlette, so you know, you got the home field advantage. But you know, this is something we've talked about for the first couple weeks here. Marlette's schedule, it plays out pretty well, and you know, as long as you get back on track and start doing the things that you were doing in the first 2 weeks, you know, Marlette's going to be okay.
We will be covering that game. Marlette Red Raiders hosting the Sandusky football team.
Oh, you almost said it.
I almost did. This coming Friday night, 92.5 FM WBGV. And it starts at 6:30 p.m. And with me will be Brad Schaub to call the game with me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
Maybe his lovely bride will stop by also. So he just got married in August. So okay. Congratulations to him. And you're more than welcome. I'm sure you're covering that game. So.
I'll be there as well. Yeah. Yep. So. And, you know, it's going to be nice this week. We can kind of double dip. I don't know if this was on either of your guys' schedule as well, but Brown City Suttons Bay on Saturday.
I do believe there are
Thumb Chugger Grew.
We do have that one circled. We do want to cover that. I'm going to try to make myself available because Marlette Fall Family Fun Day is that day, so I'll just got to go from there to the Brown City game in the afternoon. So,
perfect. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to touch on Harbor Beach, Cass City also. Plenty of Greater Thumb Conference talk with Jonathan Bisher. You've got a meeting tonight where?
I'll be at the Deckerville Village Council meeting.
Oh, okay.
I'm helping out with news a little bit. Thankfully, we actually just hired a new news reporter at the Santa Ana County News, Casey Johnson. She's worked around mostly up north at the Tribune and here on County View. So we're really excited to have her, and I can kind of shift my focus back to sports. But, I'll be at the Deckerville Village Council meeting tonight. They've been discussing some things the past couple months, and I'm interested in continuing to follow that along with some other news stories that I've been following over the past couple months.
Most of them, one of the most versatile writers in news writing right now.
I try. Yeah, I'm a little bit out of my element with news, but the saying goes, fake it till you make it, right?
Okay, yeah. That's what I do here in radio.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we got a couple of minutes to talk about some maybe one more team here before our 6 o'clock news also. We'll be right back here on Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you've got a desktop PC, and there's a few things that are, well, less than perfect. It's old, slow, and has a tendency to quit working at the worst possible times. You need a new computer, but the big box stores are costly, and knowing what you need is overwhelming. There is a way you can get what you want at the right price. look to the EVS Tech Team, your local tech experts. Whether you use your desktop PC for browsing the web, running your business, or even competitive gaming, the EVS Tech Team can build a computer suited for your specific needs. Nothing more and nothing less means your dollars are spent wisely. Each custom PC from the AVS Tech Team includes a one-year limited warranty for peace of mind. Call the AVS Tech Team today for more details at 888-282-4943 or visit one of their convenient office locations in Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky.
The Marlette Area Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that we'll be having our annual Fall Family Fun Day, Saturday, September 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. downtown Marlette.
The fan favorite Mechanical Bull is back along with a zip line, rock wall with bungee bouncing, and many added inflatables that include Toxic Drop Obstacle Course, Leaps and Bounce, and be sure to stop by the caricature artist for your special drawing. We also have face painting, cider and cookies, high five stilt walker, pumpkin painting, motorized train rides, and live music by Gemini and Wayward Wind. There will be a magic show at 12:15 by the library. We are excited to have Absolutely Baffling Bill.
We will have several food trucks to choose from, including Kona Ice. There will be lots of crafts and fun activities to keep the kiddos busy. There will be craft and farmers market vendors along with the local stores for shopping, car and motorcycle displays, and many more fun activities.
So please mark your calendars for Saturday, September 17th for the Marlette Area Chamber of Commerce Fall Family Fun Day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll see you there. A special thank you to our gold and silver sponsors:
Ben's Great Outdoors,
BD Excavating and Trucking,
Otifer,
and RCA Trucking.
Your friends at Liberty Lanes and Sandusky say, come join the team. The Fall Bowling Leagues will soon be starting, and Liberty Lanes has openings for the Monday night and Wednesday morning ladies' leagues, as well as men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Liberty Lanes also has mixed leagues on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings. For more information or sign up, just call or stop in at Liberty Lanes and talk to Roger or Heidi. Plus, Liberty Lanes is a great place to eat. Great food, drinks, and spirits. They are also hiring for all positions, so apply now at Liberty Lanes, located at the West Park Plaza and Sandusky. Call 810-648-9860. 810-648-9860. And like them on Facebook and their website, BowlLibertyLanes.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Line High School Football Sports Show. Recap of week three, looking ahead to week four. And the Sandusky Redskins get the first win of the season. And we talked about it last week. It's always good sometimes. No offense to you, Memphis, but we want you to be good. We want you to be successful, but Sandusky reaped the benefits of not being so good for the Memphis Tigers. Sandusky gets to win 52-14, and boy, we called his name a few times, and he has awoken. We got a Krause kid now that has come alive here in offense, and Mikey Gallagher, let's talk about this game. 52-14, big win for Sandusky to get the first win of the season after two straight losses, big ones to Lakers and Bad Axe, and now through week three, they get the win.
Yeah, I think this is just what the doctor ordered for Sandusky, 52-14. I think when you look at Sandusky's first three games, they're somewhere in between. They're not as bad as the scores looked against Lakers and Bad Axe. They're not as great as 52-14.
Because you did see some bright spots and some drives here and there.
Right.
Just couldn't put it all together.
Right. And, you know, when you look at Memphis, you know, that's not really a great football team. So I think Sandusky's somewhere in the middle there. And, you know, that's a good spot to be in the Greater Thumb East because that's going to win you some games. You know, we've seen that Lakers, one of the best teams in the Thumb, along with Bad Axe, they had a nice win last week. But Sandusky just getting back to what they're good at is and running the ball, you know. Carter Krause, 15 carries, 155 yards.
Wow.
Unfortunately, Jackson Reinke, he was their leading rusher last year, only one carry against Memphis. Hoping that's not injury-related. But you see Tyler Franzel, 9 carries, 77 yards. Wyatt Heberle, 9 carries, 54 yards and a touchdown. And then Chase Green, 3 carries, 52 yards and a touchdown. But I think what stood out about this game was Kyle Guibord. We've talked about how he was going to be a playmaker for them this year at the quarterback position and at the safety position. And in the first quarter, 48-yard punt return, and then in the third quarter, a 28-yard fumble return. And I think that's the type of player that Kyle Guibord is going to be this year, being able to do a lot of different things for Sandusky. Overall, 41 rushing yards, 42 rushing attempts, 323 yards and 5 touchdowns, 7.8 yards per carry. That's where Sandusky wants to be at.
Yeah.
That's where they want to be at. And, you know, we've talked about Marlette. You know, Marlette's a team that struggles to stop the run. And, you know, Sandusky, you know, they're going to have the opportunity to build on this win against Marlette, maybe continue to run the ball like they have. And on the flip side of that, you know, Marlette's pretty good at throwing the ball around. And, you know, as we saw against Bad Axe, Sandusky did have a little trouble with that.
All right, they're going to need it because Marlette's going to be smarting off of that loss to Ubley. Sandusky coming in at Marlette territory this Friday. There'll be our game of the nights. Marlette's hosting Sandusky. And then Sandusky after that game has Cass City, Harbor Beach, and Ubley. The 4 straight games of tough games in the Greater Thumb East.
Yeah, that's why if you're Sandusky, you really got to have this game. You know, you need to build on this momentum. And, you know, offensively, defensively, should be a great game. Looking forward to it.
We'll be right back here for Sportsline at 6 o'clock hour. What's that? What you say? I can barely hear you.
You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. The kids are back in school, the nights are a bit chillier, and with all the lake activities, campfires, hometown festivals, and parades, you've had a great summer. However, after all the wear and tear from a busy life, your cell phone has seen better days. You're in luck, because Thumb Cellular has deals for you. Throughout September, all iPhone 12 and 13 models are $50 off while supplies last. And if you're a fan of flashy Androids, you can save $200 on the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3. Best of all upgrades or new lines come with a free month of service. Yes, 100% free. Don't forget to protect your new phone with a case and a screen protector. You get $10 off when buying them as a pair. You won't want to miss Thumb Cellular's September deals, so hurry in today. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer care representative for details. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or find out more at thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through September 30th, 2022.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
And we are talking about Week 4 action and Week 3 recaps is what we have here on our Sportsline show on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. We continue on to recap Week 3 of the Greater Thumb Conference. Tomorrow we will have the Blue Water Area Conference and North Central Thumb League 8-player football. Mike Gallagher will come back with us tomorrow edition for that. But in the meantime, right now, we're going to jam it all out with Jonathan Bischer. Jonathan, let's talk about the Harbor Beach Cass City game as we start to tie in the Ubley talk that we had in the first hour and 5 o'clock hour. And now that Ubley is still undefeated, 3-0. They are on a – let's touch on them real quick. They are on a plane right now that says only allowed 29 points so far. They scored 140 points. They probably would have scored more. I mean, they played against Bad Axe, big win, 41-7 over Carroll, 42-6 in the game that you watched, 57-16. Well, let's get your final comments about Ubley before we head into the Harbor Beach Cass City game.
My final comments on Ubley is I don't know if anybody's going to stop them this year. This offense is clicking on all cylinders out of the T formation, and then all of a sudden up 42-0. Coach Sweeney busts out the spread, and all it's going to do is make defensive coordinators go nuts because they went right down the field and scored in it. So now they're like, great, we got to worry about another thing Ubley can do very well. So right now it's really who can anybody stop Ubley? And I don't know if it's so much of anybody can stop Ubley or can anybody score more points than Ubley, because I don't think you can stop the Bearcats.
All right, so let's move on to the Harbor Beach Pirates and find out if they can. That would be the game coverage that you will have this week on Channel One at ThumbTugger.com. Keeping an eye on those both of those teams. Marlette went through Ubley. Ubley went through Marlette, actually. And Harbor Beach will have Marlette next week. But let's talk about business right now. The Harbor Beach Pirates got a big win over Cass City, 30-16. I do believe this was at Cass City.
Yeah, yes, it was.
So big win for them. Jacob Booms, 109 rushing yards, two touchdowns for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Tanton Babcock threw for 62 yards and a touchdown. Also ran for 28 yards and a touchdown. Six tackles on defense, also playing both sides of the ball. Benson Harper caught three passes for 35 yards and a touchdown. Shea Woodkey, 60 yards rushing and played on defense also. But good win here for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Now I got to give credit to the Cass City Redhawks. Riker Wallace had 129 yards and a touchdown for the Redhawks. Landon Schott, who you saw in week one, rushed for 82 yards and a touchdown. And then Cohen Sherman ran 38 yards. Carter Patrick, 24 yards passing and rushed for 3 yards also. Redhawks fall to 1-2. They took on Ubley. Now they took on Harbor Beach. So right now, Cassidy needs a lot of help in order to get back in his Greater Thumb East race, but right now, highly unlikely, as they're two games behind already.
Well, they're actually only one game behind in league play at 0-1, so they'll be sitting tied. If they take care of business against Memphis, which I'm assuming they're going to, they'll be sitting tied with the loser of the Harbor Beach Ubley game at second place, and at that point, all you need is someone to play spoiler, whether it's Sandusky or Marlette. Just, or you can do it yourself and you can end up with a possible three-way tie in the East. So it's still wide open. We say it's Ubley's conference to lose, league title to lose, but Harbor Beach, I mean, talk about a defense clicking on all cylinders. They finally gave up the first points of the year this last week, 16 points to Cass City. And Cass City's a team, they still ran for almost 300 yards. That's the thing, averaging 5 yards a carry. So it's astounding. Cass City's got all this offense, and just the last 2 weeks they struggled to find the end zone.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting. That's why when I said two losses in league, no, they're not in the Greater Thumb West. I saw the Lakers, but then I confused it. Oh, wait, they're with the East because they lost to Harbor Beach. So, again, it's so hard to get used to the Cass Cities in the Greater Thumb East. The good thing for Cass City, and I hate to say this, and again, I don't mean this in a mean way, they have Memphis this week. They'll have a big game against Sandusky, I think, and then they'll have Ubley and then Marlette. So a little bit of a gauntlet for them after this Memphis game for Cass City. Can they stay in the hunt and get enough wins? I think it's going to be a little difficult because they'll have bad acts at the end of the season also. I see wins against Memphis. Carroll, possible win against Marlette, but we're going to find out what Marlette is all about this week against Sandusky and Harbor Beach in a couple weeks.
So I think Cass City 100% still makes the playoffs. I think they right the ship here this week against Memphis. I think they can take care of business against Marlette. I got them beating Sandusky, so just like that, they're back to 3-2. Actually, 4-2, excuse me, right there. And remember, it's not six wins to make the playoffs anymore. It's all about points. So I do got them on pace making the playoffs. I think they will. I think Coach Cathrell in his 25th season or whatever it is, the longest tenured coach, will take care of the Redhawks. And I think they'll figure it out. And I think he's still telling his kids, like, hey, we're still in the run for a league championship, and rightfully so they are. Like I said, if Harbor Beach happens to slip up against Ubley, well, Cass City can turn around and beat Ubley, and we could have a three-way tie.
It's gonna
be they're right in it, and you got to give the Redhawks all the credit. They battled against two very good teams the last 2 weeks. Hopefully, if they got any boo-boos, they can take care of them this week and get out of Memphis no problem.
I do want to thank Clark Ramsey from WOW Sports for sending us the full stat report for Harbor Beach Pirates up against the Cass City Redhawks, because looking at the score, Harbor Beach led 8-0, and then they did lead 16 points, but Cass City able to score themselves and making it 16-8. And then
it was actually tied at one point.
Yeah, it was, and then it was 24-16 with Harbor Beach leading, so still within a touchdown. But then Harbor Beach getting a touchdown also late, leading 30-16 for that eventual win. So Cass City was still hanging around in that.
Yeah, Cassidy was right there with Harbor Beach. If you go back and listen to his replay, you know, they had multiple chances really to put Harbor, I'll say they had chances to put Harbor Beach away. They were moving the ball. They get inside the 20 in the red zone, and they just stalled out. And when you're playing a good team like the Pirates, you can't do that. You got to put the ball in the end zone every time you get in the red zone.
All right, we talked about what Sandusky did in Memphis, so I do believe Kansas City should get this win against Memphis before they meet up with their showdown, their usual team that they face in the regular season and also possibly in the playoffs. They'll go up against Sandusky in a couple weeks, so I think, you know, you got to take it from one game at a time at this point. But back to Harbor Beach, and, good win for them. Jacob Booms, 109 yards, 15 carries, two touchdowns in that game also, rushing-wise, and Tanton Babcock. Does Harbor Beach have enough against this strong Ubbly team? Now, this game taking place at Ubbly. At Harbor Beach. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
You're asking if they have enough firepower. If Jacob Booms goes 15 carries, 110 yards, absolutely they do. A little bit of a breakout game for the senior there. Did not expect a big game from him there. I expect it from Shea Woodkey, from Tanton Babcock. But to see Jacob Booms, 15 carries, 110 yards, two touchdowns, that's just another weapon for Babcock in the backfield with him. And then because on the outside, you got Jace Knobloch and Benson Harbor, who might be two of the better receivers in the area.
All right, and you do have a strong wing T for the Ubbly Bearcats. They're on another planet. Evan Peruski, do you believe, is one of the top players right now, along with Mark Heilig?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're both, I mean, they pretty much only play half a game against Marlette and a half a game against Caro. They're both averaging over 10 yards a carry, and they both have, I think, Heilig's got 10 touchdowns and Peruski's got 6 touchdowns.
It's going to be tough. Does Harbor Beach have enough defense to stop this Ubbly?
That's the question. My concern with Harbor Beach is the physicality of Ubbly. Can they answer the bell to that? This is the first time they really played a physical team in a wing T in Cassidy. And Cassidy, moved the ball on them, 255 yards on the ground. That's a little concerning because we know how well Ubbly can run the ball, that they gave up that many yards to Cassidy. But if they can, you know, keep the ball out of Ubbly's hands, that's just bonus points for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, and the Ubbly Bearcats really spread the ball around. I mentioned Katie Nozentowski, 7 carries, 59 yards against Marlette. 3 carries for Evan Peruski, 83 yards. And again, they played with a lot of short field. Seth Maurer, 4 carries, 59 yards. Mark Heilig, 58 yards on 4 carries. Luke Vollmering, 4 carries, 22 yards. They really spread the ball well.
Yeah, they do. And like you said, they played with a short field. They never once had the ball in their own territory. Everything was on the plus side of the field. So, yeah, you're not going to rack up yards, especially your starters. You're not going to rack up yards when you're just 3 plays and in the end zone, you're only going to play a half.
All right, it's going to be an interesting game. You'll have that game 6:45 p.m. this coming Friday. It'll be Ubbly at Harbor Beach. That will be on Channel 1 at FairTogether.com. So yep. Who will you be doing the game with?
Right now it's me, Ashley Wayner Palmer, and I believe Tony Kabasek.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back and talk about the rest of the Greater Thumb Conference. Some other games, Bad Axe, Lakers, and Reese. All come your way, folks, here on the Sports Lion Radio Show. High school football recaps of week 3 and looking ahead to week 4.
There are names of businesses in our hometown that stand out because of their reputation, their professionalism, and their longevity. One of these cornerstones is the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. Since 1978, Grant Smith has been preserving and providing security through health insurance policies when most needed. Call the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency today and know that he will also be here for you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show, a recap of week three action. And on Mondays, we talk about the Greater Thumb Conference because there's a lot of teams. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the Bluewater Area Conference and try to breeze through the North Central Thumb 8-player league, which I think we've been doing enough justice on. So hard to fit in what's in our an hour and a couple of minutes there show there, Jonathan. So
yeah, I think 8-player football is starting to come around in this area, and it's starting to get the love it deserves.
All right, so let's give the Greater Thumb Conference love. The Wild West, it was the Sugar Bowl. Reese Rockets defeating Unionville Seaboyne 34-6. Landon Russell, 101 yards and a touchdown for the Patriots. He also recorded six tackles on defense, but, man, it was all about the Reese Rockets getting the win. Scotty Bowlesby from 92.1 and also the Tuscola County Advertiser covered this game. And big win. It was a Sugar Bowl, two to the I guess you could say, basement dwellers at this point. Unionville Seaboyne having their problems as well as Reese, but Reese gets their first win. So a good win for Reese. And, you know, here's the thing I kind of want to ask you. Will Unionville Seaboyne maybe get their win of the season also?
That's going to be a good question. It's not going to happen this week by the sounds of it. Sounds like this week they're pulling the plug on their game against Lakers due to being a little banged up, so they hope they can play the following week against Bad Axe. Hopefully it does not snowball into the whole season like we've seen before, but if USA wants to get their win, you know, their opportunity is going to come in week six against Caro. I mean, they got Bad Axe next week. That's going to be a tough game because Bad Axe looks like they got their offense figured out under their new head coach, Reberg. Then they got Caro and Vassar, and that's really where USA, if they want to end the season on a strong note, got to get one of their wins before they go and play Ubley in week eight and then Sandusky in week nine.
Yeah, they started off the season with a loss to Harbor Beach 34-0. Then Marlatt pulled off the win over them 38-12. Then the loss this past week 34-6. You know, we talked about this. I guess you could say, well, say a little bit about it. How close are they to maybe going to 8-player football?
It sounds like every week when you talk to the people from USA, it's getting closer and closer just because the bodies aren't there anymore. And I don't know if that's got to do with, you know, parents, coaching staff, other students. You just don't know. But you hate to see it because, what was it, 20 years ago, USA was on top of the world in football, especially in this area. And now you hate to see them going down to 8-player football, but look what Brown City's doing. They had success, and maybe they're starting to see that and go, okay, maybe we should go 8-player, and maybe we can have some success there, and it's not all bad.
So for the Reese Rockets, they get that win. That was their first win. They lost to Cass City, a game that you covered, 50-0, and then lost to Harbor Beach. I do believe you covered that game also, 42-0.
Yep.
They were able to score 34 points against Unionville Seaboyne, 34-6. Up next now for the Reese Rockets, they're going to run into the Bad Axe Hatchets. And Bad Axe had a good win. They shut out the Carroll Tigers. Griffin Meinhold, really, I think, one of the top players of this Bad Axe Hatchet team. It seems like after Bad Axe week one loss, he bounced back, got that win, big win. They looked better, 52-14. And then the shutout win over Carroll, 49-0. Griffin Meinhold, 65 yards and a touchdown for the Hatchets. He also had a 99-yard touchdown reception. And Meinhold also recorded three extra points. He does the kicking and a field goal also. So I love special teams. Keaton Brown passed for 167 yards and three touchdowns for Bad Axe Hatchets. I mean, it seems like it's starting to come together for Bad Axe right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. Week one, they looked like they were completely lost in what they were doing. Now, granted, we've come to the conclusion Ubley is really, 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 really good. So maybe it's not as bad as loss as what we thought in week one, but they definitely right the ship. 52 points week two, 49 points week three. Now I think Reese is kind of figuring out this offense after a 34-point put out last week. Reese's defense has been improving every week. Maybe a little bit of a tougher test for Bad X here now, especially as they get into play with these coaches being familiar with Coach Verberg because he coached at Lakers not too long ago. So, you know, these West Greater Sun Conference West coaches know his offense a little bit.
Yeah, and you're going to go up against a beast like Jake McPhee, who does a pretty good job, heck of a job blocking as a tight end, but as a receiver also. He caught a 60-yard touchdown pass. And also on defense, five tackles. And don't forget the assist, because getting that second put-down tackle is a key. And Jake McPhee has been a huge process in that. But a blocking is a key here for the Bad Axe Hatch, especially what they're using, what, the single wing or double wing?
The double wing.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the offense that would by head coach, help me out here.
Beaverberg.
Yes, who was at Lakers that used over there, but now brought it over. Now is he the head coach here. So it's a good win, 2-1 now. They're going to go up against Reese. Where do you see the pendulum falling here?
Well, I think Bad Axe is the better team, especially if they can stay healthy. I don't think one game for Reese really shows what this offense can do. It's still definitely going to be a learning experience for them. So I still think Bad X is the better team. They're the second team in the West behind Lakers. But now, as I say that, we all know anything can happen in any week. So Reese will play them tough, I do believe. But I still pick Bad X to win this game.
Okay, and they will be playing against Reese in week four. Can't believe that. Week four already. Setting themselves up, possibly be 3-1, according to Jonathan. But then come up in week five. If Unionville Sebring has enough players, you know, that is the week five game for Bad Axe. Then they'll have Vassar, Lakers. And then the end of the season, pretty tough here. Very important playoff points, Lakers, Harbor Beach, Cass City, after that Reese USA and Vassar.
You talk about a hard way to end the season. You got to play Lakers for most likely the Greater Thumb West title. Then you turn around and play Harbor Beach, who looks like they are one of the better teams in the area. And then Cass City, who's probably the best 1-2 team in the area.
Yeah, quite a challenge here, but they get a little bit of a break, you know. But you can't look past Reese, you know, I'm just going to say, or USA or Vassar at this point. You rest on your laurels there, anything can happen.
Yep.
All right, that's a little bit on Bad Axe. And when I saw them against Sandusky, I thought, wow, what a bounce back, especially that loss to Ubley. 41-7. They only allowed 41 points. You were you at that game, or we just read the recap on that?
No, I just read the recap because I was at Cass City Reese that night.
Okay.
But geez, oh, Pete, you talk about, like you said, a complete bounce back. But I don't think it has anything to do with how bad Bad X is. I'm thinking it's starting to show how good Ubley is.
Yeah. That was back in week one. All right, when we come back, talk about the Lakers. We mentioned them a little bit there. Is there plenty of games, but will they have a game this week? That's kind of up in the air at this point. We don't have any confirmation on that. When we come back here on the Sportsline Radio Show, high school football recaps of week three, looking ahead of week four. We'll be right back here on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. I'm Eddie Fury, along with my co-host for today, Jonathan Bischer of Thumbtugger Sports. We'll be right back.
When getting the job done right is job one.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Finally, we're starting to see new vehicles hit the lot on a regular basis.
Yep, perfect time for truck season.
You mean truck month?
Nope, truck season.
Truck month.
Truck season.
Truck month.
Take a look at the program.
Okay, truck season it is.
And guess what, Sam?
We got trucks.
Yes, sir, we've got trucks. We have three Chevy Silverados with the Trail Boss package and your choice of the 2.7-liter turbo, a 5.3-liter, or the very popular 3-liter Duramax diesel. We've also got a well-equipped LT, all here and ready for delivery.
And with up to $2,750 in incentive cash, plus an additional $1,000 in accessory cash, it's a great time to get your new truck.
And we have more than just trucks.
We also have a Z71 Suburban, LS Tahoe, and Buick SUVs.
And if you're looking for a Chevy Equinox, we'll have that too.
Truck season is here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky. Stop in before they're all gone.
Yeah. All right. All right, welcome back as we march towards the sunset. Plenty of summer left in September, by the way. So next week comes the fall season, right?
Not anymore.
No?
Summer's almost gone.
Don't say that. There's still summer this week.
Yep, this week and next week, and that's it.
Well, the full moon didn't help anybody, especially the Vassar Vulcans, although they did fight hard. You know, Vassar right now is 2-1, but they went up against the Lakers with their first loss of the season. They won against the forfeit win over Algonac, got the win against Memphis 28-0, but came up against what we believe is, well, we don't know for sure, but one of the best teams in the Greater Thumb Conference, but definitely in the Greater Thumb West until they meet up against Bad Axe here in a couple weeks. But Lakers gets to win 50-10 over the Vassar Vulcans. Mr. Spock is crying right now.
Yeah.
You know who Mr. Spock is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know, Jonathan. You're a young kid here. So, you know, if you remember Star Trek, although the Vulcans are actually the God of Fire. That's their mascot. So no problems there. At schools. Big win there for the Lakers. Jay Sears, 120 yards, two touchdowns for the Lakers. He caught two passes for 93 yards, two touchdowns while recording five extra points. Ethan Wisner rushing for 99 yards, two touchdowns while passing for 83 yards and a touchdown. He also caught an interception on defense. Connor McCain passed for 46 yards and a touchdown while recording two tackles. This is for the information from Michigan's Huron Daily Tribune also. So two different quarterbacks or just that's how the play was drawn up?
Yeah, no, McCain and Wisner line up side by side in the backfield, and whoever gets the ball snapped to him, that's the quarterback that play. I would just like to say Ethan Wisner is making a case for Player of the Year in the TSA. That kid is on a tear to start the year. For the first three games, this kid is on fire.
Mm. So in week one, I think you did this game, Lakers over Sandusky 47-6. Did you know right away when this team is all healthy, like this is what they've been waiting for?
Yeah. Yep. Wisner was the missing piece last year in a team that, you know, held right in there with the state champ, punch or punch. With him healthy this year, this is a team, as far as injuries allow them to go, they can go. They're that talented. Another concern of mine for theirs is the mental mistakes, a lot of penalties, but they have so much athleticism. They are so big up front, and their offense is starting to come together that this is a team, they're going to be very dangerous for the remainder of the year.
Are they getting better game by game, or are they already there?
I still think they're getting better game by game. I mean, they put on a good performance against Sandusky, then they go over and they take care of Cass City. With a rough first half, and then it looks like they absolutely take care of the Vassar, no problems whatsoever.
So, against Cass City, do you think they made the adjustments in the second half to really slow down Cass City, especially in the second half compared to the first half?
I think more what it was is they quit making the mental mistakes. They didn't have to make adjustments. It was not having the legal procedure motions, the false starts, the missed assignments. It was, we got to tighten up what we want to do, and then they did that, and then they were able to take care of business.
Yeah, and we mentioned the penalties there. That's something they had a problem with last year, self-inflicted defensively and offensively. Now it seems like that's almost non-existent.
Well, no, it's definitely still there. It's just they're more comfortable in this offense, so they can erase those penalties a lot easier than what they did a year ago.
Okay, and the offense they're using right now that you saw against Sandusky in week one, of course, then week two, they won over Cass City 39-12. That was now a cross-conference game in this past week, 50-10. We don't know if they're going to have that game against Unionville Seabourne. The type of offense they're utilizing right now under Dale Lavasser is what?
A little bit of a spread pro style offense, option offense. Two quarterbacks lined up in the backfield. They both can run the ball. They usually got a receiver split out each way, a wing back, another receiver, a tight end. They mix up their formations, but they like to line up, figure out where they got their mismatch at or where they got the numbers advantage, and then they go that way.
Now, I know they're a lot more crisper on changing the play from the sideline in an audible, right? Because last year that was very time-consuming, and that was like a lot of self-inflicted running out of time. You got that penalty for delay of game a few times last year, or calling your timeouts earlier than you wanted to. In week one that you saw, and then what you've talked about with other sports writers and players and coaches, they've got seemed to have really got it down to a good rhythm now.
Yeah, they definitely got it figured out now. It's good to see them. Now let's see them against, you know, some real good competition, like week seven against Bad Axe. That's when things are going to get interesting. They're going to face a middle linebacker in Jake McPhee that's just a stud, and a team that might have just as many athletes as them on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, they should have this win if there is a game against Unionville Seabourne, but then they'll have Carroll and Reese. Based on what other teams have done against Carroll and Reese, those look like wins for the Lakers, so you're looking at three straight more wins until Bad Axe on October 7th. Then they'll have Memphis. Then they'll have that tough game again against Garber. But Garber 2-1, don't know what they're really made of. They did just lose to Swan Valley 21-7 in week three. They won over Hemlock and Bridgeport, but that's so further down the road in week nine. But those are important playoff points against a Tri-Valley Conference team.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of playoff points for Lakers there in that game week nine. It's good to see them go out there and schedule a bigger team, bigger school. We kind of joked about it, ha-ha, if they, you know, Croslex is looking for a week four game. If this game against USA doesn't happen, we kind of joked about, you know, it'd be awesome to see them doing that. But it would be such so short notice, it'd be almost impossible logistics to work it out. But it's good to see at least one school in the area going out and facing a bigger school at the end of the year when the non-conference play is going around.
Yeah, under Dale Lavasser, this is what, second year, full year, right?
Yeah, and for Dave Lavasser at Lakers at the helm. And like I said, it's taken him a year and a half, but this offense is clicking on all cylinders now.
Yeah, 9-3 last year. And remember, that was a regional a game they lost 20-0, but doesn't show the whole picture at that point. But they're right now, the important thing, they're all healthy, right? So
yep, yeah, they're all healthy. That was my concern, you know, last week with Wisner coming off that knee injury from last year, missing the whole season, as he was running the ball so much the first couple games. It's how long is he going to be able to withstand that? But it sure looks through three games as he's good to go.
All right, it's Jonathan Bischer from Thumb Tugger Sports. We're talking about the Greater Thumb Conference, the Lakers, and has it been confirmed or not? Are they playing this coming week four or not against Unionville Seabourne Patriots?
I haven't heard anything officially. I just keep hearing it's going to be a JV game on Friday nights, what I'm hearing. So whether that's true or not, we'll wait for them to come out and announce it, but that's kind of what it sounds like it's trending to.
Yeah, and it just depends if USA Patriots players are able to heal up and how they feel about it. Because that's one thing you don't want to, I guess you don't, I mean, some kids will play banged up, but at this point, you don't want them to be hurt for the rest of the season.
So, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd rather fold one game and play six more than play one game and miss the rest.
We'll find out, and of course, check the Twitters and the Facebooks for the update on that game. All right, so projected still, at this point, Lakers up against Unionville Seabourne for week four. We'll let you know if that game happens or not. When we come back, we look ahead. We talked about all the Greater Thumb Conference teams. We look ahead to week four for the schedule. We'll be right back here on Sportsline Radio, High School Football Sports Show, focusing on the Greater Thumb Conference, East and West. We'll be right back.
Denny King, the King of Cars, here at Moore Motors in Caro. What a crazy couple years we've had, coming out of an unprecedented quarantine. Toilet paper and food shortages, insane gas and fuel prices, mask or no mask, vehicle shortages. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, this world, and particularly the car business, has changed forever. With that said, Moore Motors Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is here, fully staffed with seasoned veterans to assist you with all your car needs. sales, parts, service, and body shop. We have certified experts on hand to assist you ordering exactly what vehicle you want with the exact options. And finally, I can say we have 34 new vehicles and 58 pre-owned in stock. And don't worry, friends, we're not charging over sticker for our vehicles like some of our competitors. We're paying top dollar for needed trade-ins as well as lease turn-ins. So come experience why we were voted the number one new car dealer in the Thumb by you, our friends, neighbors, and customers. This is Denny King, the King of Cars, and I'm excited to assist you and see you soon. Or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
All right, welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. We are live. Yes, we are live on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Jonathan Bisher on the phone with me from Thumb Tailgater Sports. Our game of the night this coming Friday evening, 6:30 p.m. Marlette Red Raiders hosting the Sandusky Redskins. Very important game for both teams. And Brad Schaub, former standout athlete as a quarterback, I remember. One of my favorite games. He beat my alma mater, the Decorville Eagles, in a comeback. I remember that. But he was a fantastic Division I basketball player also. So
yeah, I remember him being a quarterback and basketball player all too well.
So, yeah, that spread offense, he just ran that. And, you know, that wasn't even his best sport, was it? So yeah,
no,
football.
No. It was by far basketball, and I remember that even bit worse.
Did you get to play against him?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get?
I played 2 years against. I played 2 years against him.
And were you? What was it like? Were you like, oh boy?
It was like, oh, he's got the ball and I got to guard him. Yeah, that's not going to end well.
All right, so that's our game of the night: Sandusky at Marlette, Ubley at Harbor Beach. Another big game that you will be covering at ThumbChugger.com Channel 1. Other games in Week 4. Let's talk about Sandusky Marlette. You know, Gallagher brought up a good thing. Sandusky may be finding their groove with the running game, but Marlette's got the running game going on too.
Yeah. You say Marlette's got the running game because they still ran for 160-some yards last week. The only problem was half of them came off of one play at the end of the game. So for them, it's more about being a balanced offense, throwing and passing. But it starts with the running game to open up the passing game. Sandusky's got the running game going, it looks like. They've improved every week. That's going to be a good game. And it's nice to see, you know, these teams start battling a little bit here in week 4.
So that'll be Sandusky and Marlette, 6:30 p.m. live radio broadcast and also streaming at WBGV 92.5 FM. Myself and Brad Schaub will be calling that game. Ubley at Harbor Beach that you will be covering. Boy, for me, I don't know yet. We don't know yet, do we?
Does the backyard brawl get any better than this?
Yes. I mean, this is great. And it's at Harbor Beach. So Depending on the night, you know, I've covered games where there are typhoons, where the wind had a factor in a game. We don't know if that's going to happen this coming Friday night. But
if the weather's going to be crappy, it's going to be a long night for the Pirates.
Yeah, because the Bearcats, of course, been on the prowl.
They embrace it. They embrace the weather and the ground-and-pound aspect.
Now, you've seen Harbor Beach. Have they been balancing it out from the spread and wing tee, or what have they been doing?
They mix it up every play, whether it's spread, tee formation. And that's why I say if it's the weather is going to be a factor, it favors Ubley because they're just going to sit in that tee formation all night where they're so comfortable, where Harbor Beach actually looks like a way better team out of the spread, if you ask me.
And you kind of go, at this point, say that Ubley Bearcats defense has seen already three different varieties of offense against the three teams in Bad Axe, Carroll, and Marlette.
Yeah, you see the double wing, you see the complete spread against Carroll, and then you see that pro-style offense against Marlette. So they're ready for everything, whatever Harbor Beach throws at them.
All right, and I'm sure Harbor Beach will be ready. Troy Shecko there, long time coach since he came out of the mom's womb. So how's the coaching I've been doing there at Ubley? He seems to be still enjoying himself, and things are picking up the last couple years since he's been head coach there, Coach Sweeney.
Yeah, the second Coach Sweeney Ubley's had. And you say he's the head coach, but it's the same six guys there every week for the last 25 years, and that's just why they have been a perennial powerhouse since the 2000s.
Okay, so another matchup. We'll have Memphis at Cassidy. This is a bounce-back win that Cassidy needs.
Yeah, Cassidy go into Memphis, take care of business, get back on the right track, get back to 500, and then show the Greater Thumb East that you are no team to mess with still.
Unionville, Cibuena at Lakers. Lakers will move on to another win if USA is able to play. Either way, it's still going to be a win for Lakers, I believe.
Yeah, either way, Lakers should take care of business. They're going to be sitting on top of the Greater Thumb West, waiting for somebody to knock them off. USA, I hate saying this, but it's time to go eight-man, it looks like.
Vassar at Carroll, kind of a little bit of a head-scratcher, but I give the leeway to Vassar. They're 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1, not the stiffest competition to start off the year, but, yeah, give them a little bit of leeway, like you said, over Carroll, but it could be a good game.
And we have Reese at Bad Axe. If Bad Axe continues the way they've been playing since Sandusky, this should be a good win here for them also.
Yep, take care of the ball. Work out the kinks in this offense and take care of the ball. And don't allow Reese to get any momentum.
All right, that's the Greater Thumb Conference. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Blue Water Area Conference, North Central Thumb League, Stars and Stripes. Jonathan, we'll find out if we can have you join us tomorrow for that. But otherwise, we'll talk about those games some other time, but we covered the Greater Thumb Conferences. We have run out of time, 7 o'clock coming up. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you, Eddie, for having me.
And that wraps up Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show here on WMIC, AM 660, 95.3 FM. Tune in tomorrow, once again, for the BWAC and A-Player Football.
Keep your radio locked right here on the Thumb's information station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ.